Thanks for joining us. Fox and his friends are not experts. Take these opinions as you will. Perhaps it is satire, perhaps not. I'll tell you this. The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us.
I got the
we need to stop sending our children to war, to die for bankers and corporations. The medical-industrial complex want to keep us sick and weak. Stop taking their poison.
I woke up about
the education
the morning,
system
sweating,
is merely an indoctrination program designed to produce obedient workers. The media
now,
is a propaganda machine pushing an agenda coordinated by a few men who own every channel and network. Enjoy the show. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers.
Have to crack open the windows.
Yeah. So, I got about 1 hour 26 minutes on this sound card. We're supposed to start about 1 hour ago, but Julio wanted to piss me off one last time before he leaves. Right?
No, I don't.
You don't remember?
I think I remember calling you, but it seems like a vague memory, I guess, in my head. I've had a lot of shit going on.
Well, did you want to talk about that, or I don't know when you're supposed to leave. I forget.
But my last episode will be next Sunday.
Okay.
Angels and Demons. Yeah.
All right, it can wait, man, till next weekend. I'm ready. You ain't?
I said start it off.
All right, well, I'll start off with, we got a voicemail. Let me share the screen. It's from Clem, but I got a text from Carl. He's coming back.
Oh, that's cool.
He's been on night shift, which when I went on, I did about 1 year on night shift, and I was a complete fucking zombie, so I get it. All I did was work and sleep. But here's Clem.
Hello, conspiracy soldiers. It is Clem Stump. I'm in the middle of listening to your episode. I had to pause it to tell you this story. Okay. So you wanted to know why Elon Musk...
Oh, that's the wrong one. That was about Elon's penis. That was an old one. How bad.
Guys, just clenched up. I'm like 5 minutes into the new episode. And I know, I took a break from calling and listening to podcasts, you know, had some anxiety issues I had to deal with. But I'm 5 minutes in, and you're like, we might not continue Conspiracy Soldiers, Clem Stump's favorite podcast, actually the only podcast I listen to. Well, I listen to 1.5. Sometimes I listen to Network Failure, but like I always listen to Conspiracy Soldiers. So like I'm I don't know how to process this, guys. I don't know. What am I gonna do?
All right. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to quit or not, Clem. Did you listen to their latest episode?
No, I haven't had a chance.
They were doing Marry, Fuck, Kill with their guests, people that they've had on the show. And Clem kept saying she's going to kill Julio. She's like, he knows what he did. I just assumed it was some kind of perverted, am I right?
I have no clue what I did. I mean, I haven't been to New York.
I'm guessing you were being a pervert on one of your karaoke nights. Who knows? You probably don't remember. You don't remember calling me.
I don't even think I called you. I mean, you're the kind of... No, I do remember calling you.
Yeah, that's why you didn't remember we were supposed to start at 7. He sent me a screenshot of a text about doing the show, and that was a couple days before before you called me. So I'm like, oh, he don't remember. It's all good. We got started. That's all that matters.
Yeah. So remember, you love Alex Jones. I think you're infatuated with Alex Jones. But so he's taking that methylene blue thing.
The what?
Have you heard that?
No.
Hold on. You heard he's taking that RFK Jr. thing? That blue dye?
No.
No? But I don't know. Let me know what you think of this clip. Turn the volume off because it's got what you would call that super gay music on it. But look at Alex Jones. I don't know if this is real or AI. That can't be real.
Why can't it be real?
How long has he been working out for?
Oh, probably
like...
Yeah, he's lost like 60 or 80 pounds or something. Now, that's all true. People think he's on Ozempic. They keep calling him Ozempic Jones.
That's funny. Yeah, he's ripped. I mean, he was doing what do you call those, the thing he was doing like a pull-up, but then he was raising his legs up.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's ripped. I mean, he's getting in shape.
Yeah.
But, what's this blue dye you're talking about? I haven't heard anything about that.
It's, methylene blue. RFK was seen, like, taking it on an airplane, and then he talked about it. It's a medication that treats methemoglobinemia. This is a rare blood condition that affects how red blood cells deliver oxygen throughout your body.
Huh. I don't know if I'd mess around with any of that crap.
So it enhances brain function and supporting brain health.
Huh. Anything that's got to do with drugs, man. I was just looking at something about SSRIs. And there is there's evidence that these SSRIs, prenatal SSRI use causes autism. And 71% of all women in the United States have been prescribed SSRIs at one time or another. And during this study, 18% of women said they've used them in the last 30 days. So you're talking like 20% of women. And they wonder why, between the SSRIs and the vaccines, it's no wonder that, you know, one in four people you run into seem like they have autism or something. Man. My weather says light rain. You hear it out there? Friggin' coming down like cats and dogs and thunder and lightning.
Yeah, I got a little burst of it coming in and out.
All right. So, I was listening to like a historical podcast. They were talking about like people that went around doing the census like back in the colonial days. You know, like in the 1600s, 1700s. And you know how they used to, you know how people would prove how many people were in their family?
Oh.
They would show the, now there, your camera just came back on.
I know.
All right, let me pause it. All right, but as I was saying, they would bring out their family Bible. So every time my kid was born, they would add the name to the Bible, to the family Bible. So like when the census takers would come around, they would show them their family Bible, and that would prove how many kids were in their house or how many people were in the family. That's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I remember my grandma, she had a Bible, and it had extra pages in the front and the back, like blank pages. And I always wonder what those pages were, and I think it was exactly for that purpose.
Huh.
You know, because it was a family heirloom at the time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And that led me to the organization of public schools, which started back like the 17th and 18th century. They started public schools. Public schools systems existed only in New England. In the 18th century, the Puritan emphasis on literacy largely influenced a significantly higher literacy rate. 70% of men of the 13 colonies, mainly New England, in comparison to Britain, which was only 40% of men, and France, 29% of men. So we were smarter. I wouldn't say smarter, but we were more educated over here at that time. How much education a child received depend on a person's social and family status. Families did most of the educating, and boys were favored. Educational opportunities were much sparser in the rural South. The Puritans valued education both for the sake of religious study, they demanded a great deal of Bible reading, and for the sake of citizens who could participate better in town meetings. A 1647 Massachusetts law mandated that every town of 50 or more families support a petty elementary school, and every town of 100 or more families supports a Latin or grammar school where a few boys could learn Latin in preparation for college and the ministry or law. In practice, virtually all New England towns made an effort to provide some schooling for their children. I think they should have always did like homeschooling.
Yeah, it got corrupt when it became a business.
Yeah.
You know, like, let's sell paper, you know, by printing out all these textbooks. You know, the school lunches, it just became a business. It became industrialized. Came a prison, like a training to go to jail, you know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was, as we've been saying all along in this show, it was a model to produce obedient workers for the Rockefellers and, you know, the Rothschilds. They all planned this shit out. Let's see here, it says, now we're going into the high schools. Secondary schools were rare in the colonial era outside major towns such as Boston, New York, Philly, and Charleston. Where they existed, secondary schools, generally called academies, were private schools that emphasized Latin, grammar, rhetoric, and advanced arithmetic with the goal of preparing boys to enter college. Some secondary schools also taught practical subjects such as accounting, navigation, surveying, and modern language. Some families sent their children to live and work with other families, often relatives or close friends, as a capstone to their education. Higher education. Colleges were set up on the British model with the goal of producing educated ministers and good citizens. The curriculum was heavily weighted to Latin and Greek. plus some mathematics. The faculties were small and electives were rare. Extracurricular such as clubs, fraternities, and sports were rare before the 1800s. All were private boarding schools except for the College of Philadelphia. Each was sponsored by a local dominant religious denomination. So, like, only people that, for the most part, only people that could speak Latin and Greek could translate the King James Bible. And I think that it was, I mean, there was some stuff that was changed a little bit, but I think I don't think it was as bad as I used to think it was, and I got a clip on that. I don't know how credible this dude is, but it made sense to me. All right, here it goes.
Right, well, you just mentioned to me that the Bible has been rewritten many times, and pieces of it have been excluded and are still being found right now. So what you're saying is that your first-hand source that you're talking about has been used. King James rewrote the Bible for a reason, okay? And before our political systems were able to control the masses, religion controlled the masses. Religion was government.
All right. King James in the early 1600s did not translate the Hebrew Old Testament or the Greek New Testament. He didn't know the languages.
I'm not saying he did it himself. He was
hired.
He told someone
Hebrew
to do
scholars
it.
And Greek scholars.
Right. Okay.
They did not change anything.
How do you know?
Because I've studied the Hebrew Old Testament and the Greek New Testament.
You know Hebrew?
I had to learn Hebrew and Greek in seminary.
The way that they taught,
and
the
I know
that, they spoke it at
that
the
Old Testament was written in Hebrew and the New Testament was written in Greek. Now, you raise a great question, which is, why should we trust Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John to give us accurate historical information? Hopefully you have some tests, sir, that you use to determine historical reliability. Myself, I've got four tests. I use them on Suetonius, Herodotus, U.S. history, Greek history, any history. Nothing sacred about my tests. Come up with your own. My four tests are internal consistency, meaning by that, are there contradictions within the text that point to massive confusion? When you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll notice a tremendous internal consistency. No contradictions. Different perspectives? Yes. Second test, literary style. Once upon a time in the land of Nod, we can blink and Nod took a boat ride. Obviously, that's fairy tale. It's not the literary style of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John use historical narrative, like a newspaper reportage, as literary style. Third test, archaeology. Are we talking about Jesus and the island of Atlantis? No. We're talking about archaeologically verifiable Bethlehem, Nazareth, Jerusalem, Rome, Sea of Galilee. Fourth test. Come on, man. 2,000 years ago, in the first century, these guys write these Gospels. Haven't you ever played telephone? You whisper a secret in the ear of the person next to you. They whisper it in the ear of the person next to them. Yes, I played that game. Yes, the secret's totally perverted. That is not how we have the Gospels handed down to us. Sir, the Gospels that we have today in English are based on over 5,200 Greek manuscripts, all agreeing to an infinitesimal degree. Sir, there is no document from antiquity that could even approach the New Testament Gospels in manuscript evidence. So the overwhelming evidence is the Gospels are accurate historically.
What do you think?
I think I've heard that before. But, I mean, I do think some books were omitted.
Yeah, we
By the cops.
We talked about that on the other show, and we're going to talk about it some more Sunday about specifically about fasting. I don't know why. I don't know if it was like the government worried about economics or what, but they definitely took out entire verses out of Matthew for some reason. But yes, there's definitely some stuff that's been changed. He says no. I guess it depends which book, which you know, which translation you're looking at, I guess, because even you can see differences in from King James to the New Living Translation to all the different styles that they put out. I mean, it's not completely different, but we'll talk about that some more on the other show.
Hey, you know Michael Moore?
Yeah, I can't stand that dude.
Neither can I. So he had something to say about the deportations. He said, who's really being removed by ICE tonight? The child who would have discovered a cure for cancer in 2046? The ninth grade nerd who would have stopped that asteroid that's going to hit us in 2032? Do we care? And so the White House response to him is, Michael Moore is free to visit the quantum computing and particle physics lab that MS-13, Tren de Aragua's, and the cartels are now going to have to set up back home in El Salvador, Venezuela, and Mexico.
Who was responsible for that?
Huh?
Who was responsible for that? Was it like a tweet or what?
It was the White House. It was the statement they issued on him.
Huh. Well, I know the one dude that they're making a big deal about, saying he shouldn't have been deported because he was an American citizen. And then Trump put out a picture of his hand, and he had MS-13 tattooed on his knuckles. So, I mean, does that make it all right? No. You know, I mean, let's say his parents were actually born here, which they probably weren't, but even if it was just him that was born here, he deserves a fair trial. You know what? You can't just ship people off to another country. That's the way I look at it. I don't know. I think Trump's getting big for his britches, man.
Are you talking about the guy that Nayib Bukele won't send back?
Yeah, I think that's the one.
Yeah, he's got domestic violence charges against his family. He's not this clean-cut guy that they want to portray him to be. Just like George Floyd was not.
Yeah, I know that. I'm not saying he is. I'm saying, doesn't he get a right to trial before you just ship him off to another country? Hasn't he been in the United States his whole life? I mean, I've done some pretty bad things myself. I don't want to be shipped somewhere where I can't even communicate. I'm sure he speaks the language, but I'm just saying, I think it's bullshit.
Sometimes I get a kick out of watching some of those, like, catching predator kind of shows.
Yeah.
You know, where they, like, set them up. And so I was looking at one, and I was like, man, this place looks familiar. Like, the exterior of a building. And then the camera would pan, you know, like, left, right, to the back. And so this was filmed here in Toledo. They got a guy here in Toledo. And they got him at Central in Holland, Sylvania.
Huh.
Right across the street from the Walmart.
Is that like... So that's considered like Sylvania, right?
Sylvania Township, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But it was really funny because my daughter's friend lives right by there. So I was like, you got to be careful.
Well, how old was the footage? Is that recent?
Like a year old.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, you got to be careful walking to Speedway.
There's been a lot going on around here, really.
What's up with all these cars, like, running into buildings, flipping upside down? I just read an article. These two, on Thursday night, three people had left the Bible study. One got dropped off. And then the pastor and the other member were on their way to be dropped off as well. And dude, a random tree, an electricity pole fell on them.
Wow.
And one of the guys died. The pastor is still alive.
That is crazy, man. Yeah.
They were at a red light, I think, too.
Well, you got, and then you got this this dad that cut his daughter up into a bunch of pieces.
Yeah.
Around here, and it's just been going crazy, man. I don't know if it's just around here or everywhere, but normally you don't see that kind of stuff around here. That's national news, man. Or at least it should be.
Tragic and sad.
Yeah.
I'm sure I don't even have to ask this because I already know the answer. The answer is yes. You actually are a very big fan of this. But did you know that Saudi Arabia bought all the Pokemon Go and probably all of your location data?
I didn't hear about that, but it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, so Pokemon Go is selling its gaming division to Scopely, a company owned by Saudi Arabia's Savvy Games Group, for $3.5 billion. So that means the popular games like Pokemon Go, Pikmin Bloom, and Monster Hunter now will now be under Scopely's control.
So they basically just have a map of the United States.
Yeah.
Or everywhere. I mean, where all did they play that game? Probably other countries too, right?
True.
It goes right along with the DNA. They're buying all that stuff up too.
The 23andMe, Ancestry.com. That was all just BS. I can't believe I fell for all of that.
I did too, but I had a reason for mine. You know, my daughter in New York, she wanted to be 100% sure. And so I did it. I did that for her. But now, you know, they're using DNA. They got like this real life Jurassic Park where they're making these wolves and the dire wolves. We talked about it, I think, last week.
Yeah.
But all they need is a little DNA and they can reproduce us. And then there's no question in my mind that they're already doing that. They've got these labs where they're growing babies in incubators and stuff. One of those could be me or you, and it probably is.
I was reading an article, like one of my favorite stories is The Island of Dr. Moreau. And in that book, like this guy sets up an island where he does like cross species experiments.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Human pigs and all this other shit. Like that's really happening.
Oh yeah. They've been doing it in China forever. They sew like monkey faces on people and stuff, and it's
No, these are like chimeras, you know, like they blend both DNAs and find a way to make like a hybrid.
Right. Oh so no, I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's real. It's crazy. Going back to this whole thing that Hollywood puts it in your face so that when you read an article about it or see a clip or a picture, you're like, nah, that's just make-believe. That's a movie. There's a book about that. Can't be real.
Well, a lot of people think that's how the first flood came because the Nephilim had the technology that they're using today way back then, and they were teaching it to humans. And that's where you get all these, like, you know, Bigfoot, you know, Dog Man, all that stuff, all the what they call cryptids, all that stuff started way back then before the flood, and that's why the flood happened, because all the perversion of DNA and mixing of people and animals and all that stuff.
Katy Perry. Did you see the latest astronauts?
Yeah, astronaut. They went on a 4-minute ride like they were going to Disneyland or something.
Yeah. They had to do nothing but just sit there.
Right.
Everything was being, they were complaining about how, like, you know, they called this all-female trip to space a ride.
It was.
But, man, you know, they're real astronauts. And so somebody pointed out to them that, you know, it was all being controlled automatically from down here by men.
Right.
It was being piloted by men. All they did was just sit in it.
Yeah, that's not the first time they've done something like that. I mean, I heard William Shatner, he died now, but he went on one of those rides and he called it exactly what it was. He called it a ride. He said it was a good ride. You know what I mean? And that's Captain Kirk saying that.
Yeah.
He didn't try to play it off like he was an astronaut.
James Tiberius Kirk.
Did you hear Katy Perry was being kind of a slut about it? They interviewed her and she's like, "We're gonna put the ass in astronaut."
Oh yeah.
I think I talked about that a couple, 2-3 weeks ago, but it finally happened. Big deal.
Yeah. But it's really funny when they were in quote, space and they were floating around, she busted out like this little flower in recognition of her daughter. And then she also took out a butterfly, like a cutout of a butterfly.
Yeah.
Going back to the Monarch mind control, Project Monarch.
Right. That reminds me of Silence of the Lambs. You remember he was into all that?
Were those moths?
Ah, same thing. They're both. The idea was that it's a transformation from a. Now, I don't know if they were moths because when they started out, they were like larva caterpillars or something. Do moths do that too?
I don't know.
Well, we need a science expert on this show. Tell us if we're full of shit or not.
Yeah. And then obviously you saw the when they landed. The door opening.
I didn't watch it.
No?
No.
All right, so think of a hyperbaric chamber. Think of a gas chamber.
You talking about when Bezos accidentally opened it too soon or something?
He didn't. The girls inside did.
Okay. I did see a clip.
And then the handler, which is this other lady that's some person, we don't know if it's a lady or not, she rushes up to the door and kind of like does something to close it again. And then a couple minutes later, Jeff shows up with that little wrench or that stick-looking thing and opens it up officially. But shouldn't a pressurized door open out instead of in? If you think about it, if there's pressure, like, slamming you from the exterior, wouldn't it be safer if the door closed, like, down or clamped on it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Instead of being able to be pushed by the pressure inward, and then you have a leak or a vacuum issue.
Right. Yeah.
So
again, though, I'm not an expert on any of this, but it would make sense.
And I mean, maybe it's different in space because in space there's no pressure, I guess, or less pressure than there would be at the bottom of the ocean or on the surface of the Earth, but. Again, we're not scientists. Maybe there's somebody that can clarify those things.
That's what they say about, you know, no gravity and no pressure, but do they even know? Probably not. We all know NASA was a complete hoax, the money laundering scheme run by the Nazis.
You know, they claim that they're drilling into the moon's surface. Allegedly, there's a private space company called Firefly Aerospace that landed on the moon.
Huh. And where's that out of?
Man. Who's going to have all these questions?
I mean, it's important to know what country's running it.
Pause it.
All right. All right, we're back.
Yeah, so like I was saying, allegedly there's a private space company called Firefly Aerospace that landed on the moon. And they're an American. They're an American-based company. They're based in Texas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they claim they're drilling into the moon's surface. And so they actually have footage, which you can actually find on their website. This is called the Ghost Mission 1. But look closely. People think that they see some sparks flying when they were drilling into the moon. Well, and Colonel Hatfield also saw the sparks. And so here's the conundrum. So here's that footage again with the spark. You see it?
Yeah.
So why is this a big deal? Because you can't make sparks in a vacuum environment. No, rocks will not spark in a vacuum chamber because a spark requires a medium like air for the electrical discharge to occur, and a vacuum lacks that medium. In a vacuum, there are no gas molecules, so there's nothing for the electricity to ionize and create the visible spark. Huh, yeah.
Well, it's like I said, is it really what they tell us all these years, or is it different there? Or did they even go there? That could be some more Hollywood shit.
You know, yeah, that's kind of what they're saying, that it's kind of staged, and they actually work with Northrop Grumman. They work with all the defense companies, and Lockheed Martin, NRO, L3 Harris, and they also do space tourism.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we should get, you should book a flight on one of these things and go find out.
That's not going to do anything. We wouldn't know any more than Kate Perry.
Put the ass in astronaut.
All right, you got anything else?
No.
Yeah, this is going to be a short episode this week. So we're going to keep it going for Clem. You got any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints? ConspiracySoldiers@yahoo.com. ConspiracySoldiers on Instagram. Not on YouTube this week. We had some camera issues. Call, leave us a voicemail or a text, 313-583-7646. Oh, I do got one more clip I wanted to play. This dude is a wild man. I don't know if he's a Vietnam vet. I think he is. And I don't remember playing this. I don't think I have. All right. Here it goes.
Ruptured eardrum from having my ear to the streets for so fucking long. On a full moon, I'll fuck anything. I'm smoking on that Sumerian Quasimodo carpet bomber obsequious demon whisperer runts. Pussy boy wanted beef with me over galactic acquisition. Called his mistress over and put 10 inches on her forehead like Peyton Manning. I'm a street creature. The weed will have you in purgatory screaming for eternity. You will relive every key mistake you've ever made in your life over and over and over again. I was in the Maybach gripping the stem, snipped the banjo string, roamed around northern Cambodia with an open incision. They told me I wouldn't shake the city, so I shook that shit like a crying toddler. Hit the gelato papaya, took a sip of the Jose. Everything turned red for 8 minutes. Woke up in Geneva. Oh man, I did it again. Just ruptured.
Friggin' wild man. Had to share that.
Yeah, you're gonna have to send that to me.
All right, yeah, I'll do that.
I'm gonna start my day with that every single day.
All right. I wish I knew that dude's name. He's a legend. But with that, Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark. Catch you next week.